European Union launches its own online fact-checker to fight Europhobics. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 7, 2019. The EU has set up its own fact-checking service in order to combat the spread of so-called fake news ahead of May's European elections. The new Decoders of Europe site, based on the Boulevard Saint-Germain in Paris, seeks to answer a series of questions or accusations, explaining what constitutes the reality and sometimes the complexity of European policies. Beyond these explanations, our goal is also to better inform, on the eve of the 60th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome, what works in Europe, according to the EU website. The site was launched by Isabelle Jegouzo, head of representation of the European Commission in France. She said, without getting involved in politics, "We want to inform citizens, restore the balance between factual and misinformation." Most of the independent fact-checkers operating at present tend towards a strong left-liberal bias. However, with well-known services such as Snopes rating debunked anti-conservative memes as true, and a clearly satirical article about left-liberal news network CNN purchasing a washing machine to spin the news as false, as if it had been a genuine news report. PolitiFact, another well-known fact-checker, rated accurate claims by U.S. President Donald Trump about Russia's nuclear arsenal as only half-true, on the subjective grounds that he was missing the big picture, and claims that Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton had called for open borders as mostly false, despite her clearly stating that "my dream is a hemispheric common market, with open trade and open borders." How impartial an EU fact-checking service centered on the activities of the EU could ever hope to be seems open to doubt, considering how often the at least nominally independent ones cited above would appear to fall short. According to a report by French newspaper Le Parisien, the Decoders of Europe are hoping to end false rumors and reports about the EU by what they describe, in rather loaded terms, as Europhobics. The move to establish the website follows actions the EU has already taken to combat supposed fake news as part of a broad strategy. According to questions posed to the Commission, the EU has a four-point plan, which they described as improving the capabilities of the Union's institutions to detect, analyze and expose disinformation, strengthening coordinated and joint responses by EU institutions and member states to disinformation, mobilizing the private sector to tackle disinformation, and raising awareness about disinformation and improving societal resilience. The website appears to be a reaction to the rise of Eurosceptic and populist parties ahead of the EU parliamentary elections in May. Reports last week indicate that a third of seats in the elections may be won by populist parties from across Europe, with Italy's League Party, Lega, under Matteo Salvini set to be the biggest winner. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.